Most fast food places use complex algorithms to come up with combos, but that tastes even more boring than it sounds. With my new sourdough bacon ranch combo, we simply figured out how to get all that flavor into one combo. It comes with my delicious full-size sourdough bacon ranch on toasted sourdough bread, hot and salty fries, and 100 plus drink choices for just $4.99. Class dismissed. The sourdough bacon ranch combo for $4.99 at Jack in the Box. Combo's done my way. For a limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we share tips and strategies to assist you in filling your soul and your wallet. Before I introduce my fantastic guest today, I want to send a big heartfelt shout out to all those affected by the tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, and for those interested in donating money and helping out with the relief effort, please go to my Facebook fan page, which is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page, to check out the list of trusted organizations assisting in the relief effort. The Red Cross is in there and a lot of the other organizations who are raising money to help those in need. So today we are really fortunate to have Tracy Repchuk with us, and really fortunate because she spoke at an event in New York Monday night and her flight was delayed out of LaGuardia, so she got to JFK Airport, she got on a flight and got home super early this morning to be with us today. And so when I say we're fortunate to have Tracy with us, we really are. And let me introduce Tracy Repchuk to you. Tracy is the top female speaker in the world for internet marketing. She's an internet marketing and social media strategist who has appeared on numerous TV business shows. She's an entrepreneur for 26 plus years, a certified management accountant with a degree in IT, and she has a software development history that has utilized the internet since its inception. So cool. Tracy knows the internet, and more importantly, she knows all about the idea of leveraging technology so you can earn more money doing what you love, which is exactly what I share with you on this radio show. So a big Soul to Profit Radio welcome to Tracy Repchuk. Woo! Tracy, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Jaden.
Wonderful. Hopefully you're not too jet lagged today.
Oh, well, you know, it's the life of a road warrior.
Exactly. Well, we do really appreciate all the effort you made to get home and to be on the show today. So thank you so much for that.
Totally.
And, you know, your story, and I probably only know a little bit of it, but the part that I know is incredible. Would you share your story with our listening audience?
Sure, like how I got into internet marketing, is that what you're looking for there?
Yeah, the one where you moved from Canada, by the way, I'm broadcasting from Canada, and we have a lot of Canadians who listen to the show. So, yeah, share with them how, you know, what your journey was from Canada to where you are now, and, I mean, it's incredible what I had heard, so.
All right, awesome. Well, as you said, I am Canadian, and I started my first software company in 1985, and have been on the internet since its inception around 1994. And I was doing website development and software development as well. You know, all of those years. And so, how did I kind of end up in internet marketing? My husband and I, we've worked side by side 24/7 for the last 20 years in a partnership in the business, and our kids we're homeschooled, and so we've had this amazing kind of culture in that you know, we've really just we have an incredible family dynamic, And what was happening, though, is as the kids were getting older and we were in the software development arena, our time was getting kind of more taxed in that, you know, we were having to do more tech support and we were working with large companies like, you know, TD Canada Trust and Scotiabank and, you know, all of these, you know, the Lottery Corporation and government agencies. And so when you're kind of at that level, it was taking a different dynamic on the family, and now we had to put more time into the business. And so that's where I decided to make a change. I thought there has to be a better model where I can continue now that my kids are growing and kind of aware of the situation that we actually do have a job because we were home. They weren't quite aware of that. And how can I really get this true entrepreneurial lifestyle that I wanted, which was the, you know, put the family first and work when you want and do what you want when you want, that type of thing. And what could I really do that I absolutely love doing? So it was at that moment, and again, you know, that message that, you know, things happen or you see them when you're ready, you know, when the student's ready, you know, the teacher will appear type of concept. Well, I see this email in my box, and they could have been coming for years, and I never saw it. But it said, come to an internet marketing show. And I was, like, reading about this show. And, I was in Toronto, Canada, and the show was, like, 3 days away. So I had a decision, and it was in Las Vegas. I thought, oh, man, this sounds exactly kind of what I want to be doing. So I decided to go for it and, you know, bought a ticket to the show and, you know, booked the flight and the hotel and car, the whole works, and made my way down there for the Thursday start. So I'm at an event for 4 days, and I'm like, I'm blown away. The Armin Morins are up there and Stephen Pierce and kind of all of these people in internet marketing that were just having a love of life at that time. And I thought, that's what I want. I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, where I want, you know, that type of thing, and still have the financial freedom that we were seeking as entrepreneurs. And so I made two decisions that day. One was I was going to be an internet marketer, and the other was I was going to appear on that stage in 1 year, because the event was called the World Internet Summit, and there were zero women on it. It was 12 men, and I'm thinking, no way, surely out there there's a woman able to appear on the stage for internet marketing. And again, I kind of had the background, so I set this vision in place. No idea how I was going to make it happen, and that's one of the points I always try to make to everybody, you know, set it out there and let the universe help you. So I set this in place. I go back home, and I say to my husband, we're moving. Like, I want to move to the U.S., and that's where all the action is, and I'm, like, really excited and ready to rock and roll. And, of course, that wasn't part of his vision. He did not see that coming when I went down to a four-day show, but that I came back completely transformed and unmovable. I saw our vision. I saw the vision so clearly that nothing was going to shake or move me. So at that time, housing in Toronto was quite weak, and so houses weren't selling, or if they were, they were selling like well below market value. So I said to my husband, well, I'll tell you what, if we sell our home, can we move to the U.S. and do a brand new business down there? And he thought he had a lock and load deal, because he says, of course, yeah, sure. If we sell our home for this amount of money, you know, he had a stipulation, then yes, we will try this new adventure of yours. Well, what I did was I got the house on a TV show called Take This House and Sell It, and it sold in 3 days. So we were off on our wild adventure. So that was it. We moved from Toronto. Actually, me and the three kids moved from Toronto, and we landed in Burbank, California, kind of area, and we lived in an apartment for 2.5 months with no furniture. All I had was my laptop, and which was my office, and Dave stayed back and closed the sale of the house, closed the business, closed everything, and followed 2 months later with a van full. We'd sold everything we owned, and he came across with a van full of stuff, which was literally like photo albums and stuff you don't get rid of. And that was our brand new start. So that's kind of how I started and got to the U.S. and just made that moment happen. And it came down to really a massive belief in the vision that I had and a willingness to risk everything, because we did. I mean, even when we moved, you know, you don't think about it now, but we lost a massive amount of our wealth because of the conversion of the U.S. dollar. At that time was 156, and so we were just hit like a baseball bat. So all of these things came into play that could have been the barrier to us not doing this. And again, it comes down to, you know, how much do you believe in your vision and how much are you willing to risk to go get it?
Wow, Tracy, that is such a great, inspiring story. And it really shows your fortitude, your resourcefulness, that, you know, once you make up your mind, you're gonna make it happen. And it kind of brings to mind, maybe we need to change that saying that from when the student is ready, the teacher appears, to when the student is ready, the internet appears.
Yeah, well, that's where it is all, right? Yeah, that's right.
That's where it is. And you know, and that's really the topic of the show today, because you're the first person I've had on my show who is a true internet expert and someone who is out there making money, a wonderful, you know, who has a life of freedom and abundance from the internet. And that's why, you know, I really felt strongly about bringing you on the show, because I talk about how people can align with their purpose and then how to monetize their message. You know, so yes, it's a spiritual connection, but also knowing that we are absolutely entitled to make money and to have a tremendous financial abundance. And I met you originally at a conference last November, and there was a question thrown out to the audience. I think the question was, who here is earning in excess of $100,000 a year making money using the internet? And I think yours was one of the only hands that went up that day in the audience. I think maybe it was probably you and the person sitting next to you that you probably brought to the conference.
Right.
So, you know, when I saw that, it's like, oh yeah, okay. And the reality is, you know, you are truly an expert in this industry. So for those, you know, on our show today, we have people who I'm sure who are very advanced technologically speaking. And then we also have others listening in who are just getting started. And what would you say is one of the most important things people can do as they begin to create an online presence?
All right, great question. Okay, so one of the things that people forget about, and again, because I started my first business in 1985, the entry level was high, which meant it cost me almost over $20,000 to get a computer, period. That's what they cost. And so nowadays, if you look at it, the entry level to create a business, whether it be really a business or an online business, is really low. I mean, you get yourself a laptop for $350 and a domain name for $10 and some hosting for $90, and literally you can start a business. And so what people forget, especially because so many people are out there saying, hey, the internet's fast cash and push-button profits and yay, everything will be wonderful and easy, and it's not true. People forget that building a business online is exactly the effort of building a business offline, only you're using a different medium that, of course, can expose you globally, and it's incredible, and there's never been anything like it. I mean, this is one of the greatest ages of all time as far as our reach to anybody on the planet, practically. And so because of that, they think there's all of these shortcuts, and so people are looking for a magic pill. And the bottom line is there is a strategy and there is a procedure and there is a blueprint and the steps to going online piece by piece by piece, step by step by step. And so many people jump into the wrong steps and then think it's not going to work. Like, oh, if I just have traffic, everything will be fine. But if your site isn't set up properly, or if you don't have a landing page that's converting, or all of these kind of underbelly elements that are already integrated and tested, then kind of efforts like that will go completely unnoticed, cost you money, and cost you time. So when I started in the industry, the first thing I did was I created the book. So I went from idea to launching my book to number one on Amazon in 58 days. And that book is called 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles. And why I created the book was to put order into the internet marketing space, because it was like the Wild West. You know, hey, if you do eBay, you'll make a lot. If you just do traffic, if you become an affiliate, you know, everybody had an answer, but nobody was telling you that in order for any of those answers to come to fruition, you needed the foundation in place. And so that's what that book was teaching everybody, was the foundation. So my advice to somebody just starting out now is to really take a look at what you are doing, what you are providing, what is the service or transformation that you are going to be giving to your client. And then you have to step back after that and say, who is my client? And you have to get incredibly specific, because the failure online comes to the fact that people have no idea who their true client is. And if you don't, then you can't create a website that they're going to relate to. You can't add the colors. You can't communicate through the copywriting. You can't establish a brand, and you can't kind of be that person for that audience the way you need to be, because you're like throwing spaghetti on the wall and saying, well, hey, I'm a life coach, or I'm a real estate agent, or I'm a chiropractor, and everybody needs back, and everybody needs a house, and everybody needs help in their life. And so I serve everybody. But you have to get exact. And when you get exact, and that's the starting point about who it is that you're serving, then you know how to build your business to specifically communicate to that client. And then it doesn't cut out the rest of the world. And that's what everybody always has that fear of. Well, if I communicate to them, then I will lose all the rest of the audience that I want. It's not like that, especially online. You need to pop up somewhere so that people can find you, and then other people will start to find you as well as you expand using tools such as landing pages into other markets.
I completely agree. And you talked about some really good points here about expanding your presence online and communicating with your audience. So when you refer to communication, are you referring to writing blog posts, doing video blogs, Facebooking, Twittering, you know, that kind of communication, or are you referring to something else?
Well, that type of communication comes after, when you know who you are. So if we step back to, okay, now you know your target, the next step in the evolution of your business becomes, who are you? What is your brand? What makes you you? What is your unique selling proposition? And what, you know, again, what's the transformation you're going to provide that end user? And the reason that you have to know that and use tools such as, you know, a logo and kind of an identity and the color matching and things like that is you need to be able to then know how to communicate to them through a blog post. Because if you're doing a blog post and you don't know who your target is and you don't know who you're talking to and you don't know who you are, then your blog post is so random that it won't serve the purpose that you need it to. So the reason we blog is to communicate with Google, provide fresh, dynamic content so that they constantly are indexing us to push us to the top of the search engine. Now, if we have followers and RSS feeds and people reading our stuff, that's awesome. That's kind of a bonus benefit. But really, the purpose of the blog is to communicate to Google, because there is no other mechanism other than placing an ad that gets Google's attention as fast as you can through an effective blog post. So you need to make sure your blog posts are keyword-based. And if you don't know what your keywords are or your target audience or all of that fundamental elements, then the blog post will be wasting time. Same with articles. And then, of course, as you move to the relationship building of and utilize social media, again, if your message is watered down in social media as well, they'll really have no idea what you do, and you'll be liking and commenting and not getting the purpose or the kind of the benefit of social media, and then you'll be sitting there going, social media is a waste of time. I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Yeah, and you said something really profound, which I've never heard before, and that is you blog, you communicate with Google. You're blogging for Google. And whereas oftentimes I think people think that they're writing blogs for their target audience, which they are, you know, that's part of the message. But probably more importantly is making sure that keywords are included in those blogs. And can you put, are meta tags part of blogging as well?
They are, to the extent that when you're about to post your blog, you have that tag section, right, in WordPress. And so you can say, here's the keywords I want to be tagged for, and that's how you'll extra tag it. Now, with your websites, of course, that's where the true meta tagging comes into place for every single page.
For every page, exactly. And for videos, too, right? Whatever you're posting on that is really important. Now, do you like WordPress? Do you recommend folks use WordPress?
I do. I recommend that you and the primary reason, I mean, it was hard for me to move to WordPress because, again, I was a HTML programmer back in 1994. And so I knew this, you know, tool like the back of my hand, and you had to drag me kicking and screaming to WordPress. But I knew it had to be where everybody moved to and was, because the add-ons to it, You just can't get the power individually that all of this add-on environment has provided for the WordPress tool, which has now become the standard. And so that's why really you need to be there. It's got, you know, built-in SEO. It's got built-in shopping carts, built-in membership sites. I mean, it's got all of these add-ons that just make it incredibly robust very easily. And again, when I started website development, you were spending $20,000 and $30,000 and $40,000 and $50,000 on your website. Now, of course, you can get it far more economical simply because there's this tool that you can do all the add-ons with that, you know, doesn't have to be individually programmed. But the key with doing the WordPress and adding the blog to it is you want them together. So a lot of times somebody will say, okay, I'm just going to get started, and maybe I'll go to blogger.com or wordpress.org and open up a little site and start that way. Really, take the time to get your own domain name, install the site there, install the WordPress site right there, and install your blog right there, because you want to get the value of the traffic and you want to get the value up on Google. Otherwise, you're still sending the attention to sites that both those organizations own. And technically, it's very much like social media. They own it, and so therefore they could also remove you because it's their servers, their environment. So you got to make sure, again, that your strategy is constantly moving your social media contacts into your own environment, you know, and you're driving them to your landing page so that you can control and own the communication cycle, and that your all of the technologies you're leveraging are on your domains and your hosting providers.
Yeah, good point. And that's what I've heard as well, that if you're engaging in business with WordPress, to not use them to host your site, but to go outside of WordPress and use another hosting service so that WordPress doesn't, you know, they don't decide arbitrarily to shut your site down and what have you. That would be quite upsetting.
Exactly. That's right.
So you recommend WordPress, which is really an easy way. I mean, these days it's point and click, and you know, to get your blog up and or your website up. How important though is, or what really needs to come first, a social media presence or a site up on WordPress?
the way I would do it, and I'm not sure if other people think differently, but I believe we're setting up a business, and social media is not a business. It is a resource that where you get your target audience from and engage and enlighten them to the point they where they become future prospects and clients. So social media is this outer rim. You need your foundation in place, which for me is always the website. So I would get your website in place, and I'm not saying, you know, spend years not launching your business because your website isn't perfect. I'm saying get something up there and as a starting point, and then just be there at least in a capacity where it's like a central location that somebody can come and find information about you, what you do, your purpose, your vision, whatever it is that assists somebody who you've met on social media on wanting to engage you further, whether it's hire you as a coach or buy your book or hire you as a speaker, things of that nature. So the definitely, and then we have to, again, go even further back than that in the fact that, I mean, I always start people, if you can start your business properly, I always say, you know, do something like you know, in my case, I have this platinum program, and what I do there is we start at ground zero from now where you are and where do you want to be in 6 months type of thing. And then I go back and I make sure that the entire vision we create, the look, the USP, the brand, the website, the landing page, and then we make sure you get the social media names that represent you and all of that brand and vision. Because a lot of times the number of clients I now encounter who kind of jumped on board and you know, kind of just ended up on the internet and now they were doing something and then they opened up a Twitter account and they called it Navigator Larry and then they opened up a Yahoo account, a YouTube account and they called this Lawrence and their full name and then they opened up a Facebook account and they called it, you know, Larry's Navigation Team and all of this, the names don't match. And so you have no cohesive strategy or brand, and that's a great example. And now so you're building up Facebook and you're building up Twitter and you're building up YouTube. You're building up all these channels that don't match now who you are. And so a lot of time can be spent wasted if you take a look at something like that and say, you know what, I'm not even operating under the name I should be. Now, obviously, you get your name right off the bat, and you sweep what you can there. So, you know, like Twitter.com Tracy Repchuk and Facebook.com Tracy Repchuk and that type of concept. But what if you're not going to be the brand, if your company is going to be the brand or your niche is going to be the brand, then you need to make sure all of that matches.
Tracy, that's an excellent point. Excellent point, because it's so easy to bring in these services sort of a la carte and piecemeal them in and not fully having it integrated with, like you say, with your brand and what you're offering as a service. And for those of you just joining us, I am Jaden Sterling, your host of Soul to Profit Radio, and I'm speaking with the top female speaker in the world for internet marketing, Tracy Repchuk. And we're talking about internet marketing and building an online presence and how to monetize that. And you know, I loved your video on your homepage, and I found it quite intriguing when you said that when you asked the question, you know, what if there was a magic button on your website that would attract more leads, get more clients, and make more sales, which is what I think most people listening to the show desire. So, Tracy, how do we do that? You know, is there really that magic button that can lead to generating more traffic and getting more interest in our work and that kind of thing?
Yes and no. So there isn't a magic button where you just push it and magical things occur. So it's not like a wand, but there is a magic button in the fact that there's this process and strategy that you can follow that absolutely will get you that. So if we take, you know, if we take a look at the attract more leads, we've actually touched on that already, and that means that you identify your target market, you know what your niche is, you've done your keyword research, you've established your unique selling proposition, you've got your logo, and you've got your brand and look in place. You go as small as your business card. Your business card is a critical element because that's the piece you're handing out live. So you've got these fundamental pieces that attract customers to you. Then to get more clients, which is kind of the second element of the magic button, what I explain to people there is when you have your corporate site or your speaker site or your author site, you know, whatever it is, when you have your master and central site, then you need to make sure you have all of the other arteries in place, which includes the effective blogging and then your landing page. So that landing page is that one-page site that is doing nothing except getting a name and an email address so that you can accumulate the database of possible prospects, and then you use effective, you know, copywriting. The more sales, how to get more sales is to use effective copywriting in your autoresponder series to enlighten and educate them to a point where they know you, like you, trust you, and ultimately buy from you. And so there is a definite process that can be put in place that helps you establish and take your vision, your brand, using the landing page, using effective email communication, using the sales pages, using SEO, and then is when social media and traffic comes into place. Because when you have your foundation established and you know it's who you are, it's what you represent, it's the purpose and mission you have to get across, and it's the clients you want to attract, then at that point the sales are going to happen simply by you being on social media and communicating and engaging, you being on teleseminars and webinars and showing up live if that's what you do, or attending events, and, of course, all of the other mechanisms you have in place, that, such as autoresponders, that are communicating in a kind of one-to-many situation and converting for you.
I completely agree. And you said a lot of really valuable things there. Can I go back to the part where you were talking about sort of creating a funnel for people? So you drive traffic to a landing page. They sign up for whatever it is you're offering, right? Do you recommend a free gift of value?
So what I recommend for the free gift, because a lot of people will randomly grab an audio interview they did or something cool they liked, or even in cases I've seen them give away something somebody else gave them, or like a PLR product or like a video interview or a video, right? It doesn't matter what you give. What does matter is the format that it's in. And by that I mean your purpose of that free gift is to educate them to a point where they understand what you do, and they see what their kind of, you know, the problems of the business or the problems that they're facing of that industry, and then they see at the end of that that you are the solution, and that they need to contact you or get the next thing and continue with the relationship. So it has a call to action that is very highly specified and crafted to engage them to take the next step, because you want to constantly make sure that you're kind of moving that prospect forward to be taking the next steps. And not necessarily just because you might be making money from that. It's because this person obviously visited, had a problem, you have the solution, and you need to engage and enlighten them and educate them in such a form and so quickly that they help themselves by possibly going with you, or at least understanding the process to a point where they know what their next step is. And sometimes the freebie gifts are so random that it just leaves them thinking, well, that was interesting, or I enjoyed that video, or now I have so much more information on me, and now I'm confused. And so that's why the free gift is an exact science, in my opinion, and it has to be done right.
Yeah, I agree. And I've often heard that science referred to the formula called AIDA, A-I-D-A, which is get their attention, create interest by your offering, increase their desire for your product or service, and then make a call to action. So, you know, our listeners, whether you're creating, like Tracy's saying, a video or an ebook or whatever your free offer is, certainly make it of value, but then also follow those four steps to help increase your opt-in rate for people to get into your email list. And when people get into your email list, what is then set up, as Tracy referred to, as the autoresponders. And Tracy, I heard you, I was listening to some video on YouTube, and you were talking about that your autoresponders are set up for 3 years, so that when someone opts into your list, when they find one of your landing pages, they sign up for your list, you then have an ongoing dialogue with them for 3 years that is already set up, and you do virtually nothing. Is that still the case?
It is still the case, and it's simply because I've been in the industry so long that I've created this luxurious kind of system like that. So it comes with time. You know, as soon as somebody starts off, just make sure you have 10 to 12 in there, but keep adding to them. This isn't something you forget about and then they drop dead at the end of the 12th email. And so right. I'm constantly adding a mix of, you know, my products, my education, what other things that they'll benefit from, whether it be a quote, whether it be a free gift, you know, I'm just constantly mixing up what I give them and how I grab their attention. And then on top of that, of course, I do timely broadcasts to everybody, which says, hey, I'm going to be in New York. Why don't you come out and see me? Or I'm going to be here. Why don't you come out and see me, type of thing. And so it's very nice to have that much in place, but it really just came a matter of being over, you know, the length of time I've been in this industry. But if somebody has 12, then just keep making sure every week you add another one to it. That's your job, and then that it will constantly evolve.
Okay, good, excellent advice. And how, you know, there's this fine line between communicating with your clients or potential clients too much versus not enough. You know, like I know personally when I get some of these lists that I'm on, I get an email, you know, it seems like two a day from some of these people. And that's every single day, even during the weekends. I'm like, oh, you know, eventually I just delete those. I don't even open them because it's, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm being bombarded. So what is your recommendation in terms of the number of times to keep in touch with your clients? And prospects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there is a fine line between overwhelm and education. And so what I do with my guys is the first email obviously goes out immediately. The next one will go out in 2 days. The next one will go out 3 days after that. And then I set into a pattern of one every 7 days. And that's once a week, a little touch point. Just say, hey, I'm still in your life. I'd love to hear from you. You know, hey, if you're not connected on Facebook, let's go over here. Here's a blog post. And, of course, I link to blog posts, which is another great reason to blog as well, because now you have content for your autoresponders and you're constantly, you know, pushing them. Even if it's an old blog post, as long as it's evergreen, then, you know, it becomes an easy way to add another autoresponder. And so I'm just constantly, every 7 days, reminding them that I care about you. If you need anything from me, please get in touch. You know, I'm here. I'm available. You can phone the office, you know, and things of that nature. And I think that's another thing you want to add as well. When someone is just starting out, and this is what I do with my clients, is when they're at that stage where they're brand new, they have zero people in their autoresponder, and this is what I did when I started, the first 50 that came into my autoresponder, I got in touch with personally. What are you really looking for? You know, what do you need? And you know, as a result of doing an action like that, because a lot of people think that just because we're on the internet and that's gone into an email list that it's hands-off now, I took it upon myself, and I always advise people to do this, to take it that extra step. Remember, old school rules aren't gone. We are still in business. The phone is still an option for everybody. And from doing stuff like that, I mean, I would talk to people and they'd be interested in something I'd have to offer. And they would do like $8,000 deals with me from like ground zero to my phone call. simply because I had what they needed. And so never underestimate the value of finding out what your list needs personally and how you can provide that. And in many cases, they didn't need much. They were just, maybe they were just looking, or they just bought my book and they thought that was cool and they love being a part of the community. But pieces like that have long-lasting effects. And people have been on my list for 3 years, and all of a sudden I'll hear from them again. And they'll say, wow, I've been on your list 3 years. They'll attend a live event I'm at, and then they'll invest in me because in their eyes, they've had a very long-term relationship with me. They know, they feel like they know everything about me because my personal life and my business life are almost of the same. I'm very transparent online.
Wow, that's excellent advice, by the way. So I'm curious about a couple of things there. Your when you get in touch with, let's say, for someone listening, they don't have a list yet, but they're slowly getting started. They're starting to get people to join their list, and then they're going to get into their autoresponder. Did you connect with those first 50 people one-on-one, or did you do a survey, or what? How did you make that connection?
I did it both. There was a survey, and so the people that answered the survey first, I think there was like 26 people that answered the survey. And of those 26, that's where they provided me with their phone number, and those were the first that got the contact. And I'd go over the results of their survey with them, type of thing. And again, this is great for beginners. Like, do I do this now? You know, you don't personally get me on the phone now. It's reserved for consultants. But when you're starting out, definitely, you got to do what you got to do. This is knock on the door time. If you want your business to fly, and so in the beginning, I definitely did that, and that's how I did it, through a survey. And those who responded to the survey also provided their phone number, and then anyone else that I took a look at, if they had a website, and I would go and take a look at it, and if their website, I'll say, sucked crap, you know, and I knew it wasn't serving them very well. Then I would reach out to them and I'd say, you know, how would you like me to do the thing I even do today, a free website review? And then I'd give them all of the data they need to make their website better and all of the pieces they're missing. And then at that point, they can go off and piecemeal it, or, hey, I have, you know, a platinum program. Talk to me about it. I would love to just do it all for you. Forget you doing this and dealing with it. I'll take over all of it, and I'll create your landing page and your corporate site and the whole enchilada while you focus on, you know, what I call your signature sale. Is it a coaching program? Is it a product? You know, is it that you're a speaker? Is it a book and whatever it is? And then I'll help you during that time as well to craft your message and craft your program so that it sells well. And because I always believe people should be doing what they love to be doing. And the majority of the planet really doesn't want to do all their own websites and get into all this. And yet, I have been doing this. Again, I graduated as a programmer. I've been doing this forever. I love the website creation element. Like, I don't sit and program it anymore. I have a whole team that does it, but I'm the one that still develops, designs, communicates, and makes sure it is exactly the expectations of the client, because, you know, the learning curve is so huge for other people to get into it. And so, again, this goes back to doing what you love to do, getting the help you need in your business, and then just making sure that your strategy and all of the elements in place are serving you.
Yeah, that's powerful, because then you're able to leverage your time as you grow your business. So you're focusing on, you know, like you're saying, fine-tuning your message, honing in on what it is you want to do, you know, out there making the connections and knowing that you're providing the platinum service and creating everything, all of the deliverables that people need. I love that. And you're still doing that today, offering a free consultation, is that right?
I do, yeah. Yep. I still offer the free consultation and review of the website and the marketing, and is your social media integrated? I help make sure that you understand whether, are you doing that? And if you're not, it's affecting your time, your money, your conversion. You know, It's slowing the progress down of your company. In fact, in many cases, it could be outright hurting your company. You know, if your site does not match who you are when somebody meets you, there'd be this disconnect because everybody will go to your website and check it out to see what you do. And, you know, and so there'd be this disconnect. And then all of a sudden, they may not want to do business despite the fact they were completely sold when they met you. So, you know, there's just all of these, got to remember that, you know, we're not advertising anymore in the yellow pages. Our master advertise and promotion campaigns come from the look and feel of your identity online. And if this isn't representing you well, then you have no marketing campaign in place. And so that's the other thing, too. People forget it is an investment. You are going to have to put some money into this element because it's like, setting up your company. Now you don't have to go get an office and your rent and your staff and all of these pieces that, you know, I had years ago. But you can simply, you do understand that, that there is an investment to get into the game, and you just want to make it a smart one.
Yeah, because whether it's right or wrong, I think that we, you know, once you hear about some, I'm sure, I don't know if you do this, but I do this. You know, you meet someone and you go right onto Google and you do a Google search, right? Because you want to know more about that person. And then oftentimes, again, whether it's right or wrong, if there's nothing, you know, if they don't have a website up or they don't have an online presence, you think, well, you know, is this business for real? Are they for real? You know, you kind of second guess, don't you? Is it because of the nature of what we're living into today?
Yeah, it is of nature because so much of our business now is not face-to-face. I mean, I have clients around the world, and so somebody in Australia or somebody in the UK or, you know, wherever they are, they have not met me. And so now there's this very big opportunity for something to go wrong. And many people who have been scammed and hurt and ripped off and spent money and not gotten what they thought they were going to get – The industry and its evolution have just made a big chasm there that it's now our job to make sure that people feel so incredibly comfortable and at ease without even meeting us. And the tool we have that is our online presence. And now, like you say, they go off to do Google search. If there's a whole pile of horrible information about you up there, right or wrong, you're going to have to remedy and address that constantly, and you know, until you're able to fill it up with the right information, if it comes down to that. But on the other hand, in a way, that's also a great element because you know it prevents you from, you know, you search somebody's name, and if a whole pile of bad stuff comes up, then maybe that's not the person for you, and so maybe you could save yourself a lot of money, and these are things to take note, despite the fact that maybe you even did meet them, and you thought they were great, and then online it says they're not. So there's these elements in place that allow for a safety factor for people that have never met you. Google, of course, is one of them, and then right or wrong, whether you're awesome but your website sucks, like you're the greatest whatever Reiki practitioner and healer in the world, but your website sucks, unfortunately, that's your online business card. And you have to address and improve that so that it matches your level of expertise. And that's simply, you know, the best way to approach it is that you don't want somebody to have any area of disconnect because your message, your services have to get out there because you are providing a way to create a better person, help a person with their wealth or their health or help the planet, whatever your mission and message is. You know, it's important that those of us that have that get out there, and the way to get out there is effective online marketing.
Yeah, I agree. And there's one thing that you said previously that I'd like to spend, if you could spend a couple of minutes mentioning it or talking about, and that is, you were talking about the importance of transparency and bringing your personal life into your professional life online. And, you know, that's a stretch for some people who are either introverted or who are private in their personal life, you know, to really put themselves out there. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I do know it's vitally important, but I even personally struggle with that. You know, how much personal content do I put up, or, you know, do I put pictures of my wife and kids up? Like, what do you say about that?
Honestly, I think it has to start from where that person is comfortable. So if you, you know, because there are people out there that still have a fear of putting pictures of their kids out there for being targeted. And, you know, people are all coming from a different place. For me, the place I come from is that, you know, we're in a world of abundance and I'm in a safe place, and people want to know more about me, and they're excited to meet and know my kids, and I'm really proud of my kids, and so and I'm, you know, I'm proud of what I do and I'm proud of where I go, and I want to share everything kind of that I do with the people out there, because social media really is the avenue for that. And that's the other thing as well, like on your business page, like my corporate site is innersurf.com. I'm not talking about my kids up there, and obviously, really, people don't care. A business comes, it looks at it, it hires my services, and it moves along. But as a brand of Tracy Repchuk, that becomes different. You kind of now have put yourself out there. You have put yourself up to a celebrity and expert status, and that comes with other things. As we know, you know, the celebrities out there are scrutinized to the 100th degree. And so I just give what I can and what I'm comfortable giving, so that people realize that I'm real, I'm accessible, I'm authentic. You know, people have actually interviewed my kids on radio to get the perspective of what kind of mom is she? You know, how is your life with them? You know, what do you do? You know, to even get the real story. And I have no problems providing access to my kids for that, because I don't have anything to hide. And yeah. So I think it becomes a comfort level, and kind of, I just find that the more vulnerable I am, the more compassion other people are able to relate to and understand, and therefore we can create a much faster connection than them feeling like there's the Tracy on business, and then there's the Tracy personal, and then and maybe it also goes to the fact that my personal and family life have always been one big ball. And that goes, you know, back to the second I found out that I was pregnant. I had, you know, we had 15 staff, we had 15 programmers in our office, and me and my husband moved home to raise all three kids and run a home office 20 years ago, and let the staff go virtual. So our business and our home life have always been one of the same. And so, therefore, I don't try to separate them in the social arena of social media.
Now, you weren't programming while you were delivering, were you?
I wasn't, no. That
okay.
was probably wasn't long, like, though, before I was building a website when I got out. Yeah.
Oh, Tracy, you're fantastic. You know, I can't believe this hour. Didn't it fly by? We're at almost the top of the hour. Wow, I could listen to you for days on end, and I'm so grateful that you came onto the show and are sharing your expertise and your knowledge. So please tell us, our audience, where they can find more about your work and what you do.
Okay, great. Well, if you go to marketingsolutionsforbusiness.com, so four words, marketingsolutionsforbusiness.com. That is my landing page. If you don't have one, you'll see how it's structured and laid out. And you can, you know, kind of copy that format. And otherwise, as you give me your name and your email address and become part of my community, In exchange for that, I have a great book that I wrote called Business SEO SOS, What Every Business Should Know About Internet Marketing. It's kind of a lot of the steps and the pieces we talked about today. And then in addition, as you go through there, there's also a gift certificate for your audience that if they wish to apply for a free website review. And, you know, there's a few questions. I need to know your website address and your social media links and that so I can go and look at everything and see what's happening with you and your business. And, and then we can there'll be a review call from that, and you'll be able to know what your next steps are so that you don't either remain paralyzed or you aren't affecting your business unknowingly.
Okay, so just to repeat the steps for them, let's say for someone to contact you today for a website review, what would you repeat that again, what they need to do?
Go to marketingsolutionsforbusiness.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marketing Solutions, and that's all one word, Marketing Solutions,
yes.
for the letter, the
F-O-R.
Number.
F-O-R,
yeah.
F-O-R, yeah.
For business.com. Okay, so they go there.
Yeah.
Do they enter their email on your opt-in, or is there a separate, because I haven't been to that page yet?
Yep. No, you go there, name in your email, that's all you have to do, and it'll send you straight to the page you want, which will allow you to immediately download, even if you've not verified, because I'm not afraid of you grabbing my gift and you not staying in touch if that's what you want. And it'll also get you access to the gift certificate for a website review, a free one.
Wonderful. That is fantastic. Well, Tracy, I hope you'll come back on the show in the future. I know I got a lot out of today's show, and I know my audience did as well. So thank you very much for your time and for your expertise.
Well, you're welcome, Jaden. It's been an absolute treat to spend this hour with you, and I look forward to many more.
Great. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, Tracy Repchuk. She is fantastic and had some great ideas about being transparent in our online presence, you know, how important it is to really bring in who we are personally, you know, in our social media. But I did like when she said to not add that to your business page, because that's, you know, people are there to learn more about your business and your offerings, not about your children. So that was a good takeaway. And I also liked her takeaway about once you have people who opt into your list from your website, to not over inundate them with email. So she said that once someone opts in, they get an email instantly, you know, probably welcoming them to her offerings. And then after that, an email goes out 2 days later. The third one goes out 3 days later. And then after those three emails, it's weekly. So I thought that was really important too. You know, none of us like to be bombarded on a daily basis or an hour by hour. Some of these people, it's incredible how often they send so many emails out. So there you go. It's and then also offering value to your customers. You know, the more value you add to them, the more they're interested in hearing from you, the more they want to learn about your services, and the more they want to do business with you. I mean, it's just it's a really easy formula there. So the a couple of announcements. The Law of Attraction Radio Network Wealth Creation Cruise is coming up June 4th, and I'm so delighted to be one of the 7 speakers on that cruise. I'll be attending all of the sessions with the other speakers, and when I come back, I'll share with you some of the great content that I learned, and I'll be back on the air June 12th. And on that day, my guest will be Sharon Saylor. She is the best selling author of What Your Body Says and How to Master the Message in Your Business Relationships. She's a communications expert, and I know you're going to love hearing what she has to say regarding communication and how best to communicate your message. She even said that she's got some great tips for people who are a little more introverted and how to do in-person networking effectively, even for those introverted people. So all the introverts out there, please listen to that show June 12th. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And lastly, I would like to make a special offer to my wonderful listeners today. So please write this down. For the next 10 people who go to my website, which is Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling.com. So it's J-A-D-E-N-S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G.com. And purchase my newly launched 6-week online video course called Your Destiny Delivered. We'll get it half price. Plus, I will include my Big Dreams and Goals manual, a $97 value for free. The course is taken from the comfort of your home and at your own pace. And the course is perfect for people who want to discover their purpose, gain clarity in their life, become more focused and productive, and who need to learn the steps and strategies to help monetize their message. That's what you'll be getting from the course and much, much more. So please go to www.jadensterling.com, click the products tab. The course is regularly $397. Today, for the next 10 people, I'll give you 50% off. So the coupon at checkout, you type in the word DD, so capital D, ebook. And the word ebook is in lowercase, so it's capital D, ebook. Ebook is in lowercase. And again, I'll give you my free home study course called Big Dreams and Goals, How to Turn Your Dreams into Reality, a $97 value for free. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Please remember to do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Have a great week.
Most fast food places use complex algorithms to come up with combos, but that tastes even more boring than it sounds. With my new sourdough bacon ranch combo, we simply figured out how to get all that flavor into one combo. It comes with my delicious full-size sourdough bacon ranch on toasted sourdough bread, hot and salty fries, and 100-plus drink choices for just $4.99. Class dismissed. The sourdough bacon ranch combo for $4.99 at Jack in the Box. Combo's done my way. For a limited time only at participating restaurants.